Tuesday. It's Monkey Tuesday. Change the goddamn music. Right now. Change the channel. Monkey Tuesday. Monkey Tuesday. Yeah. Much better. That's right. You had to start a few times. But... play it. Play it. Play it. Play the damn thing. Try to drive me crazy. Play the monkey music.
Please.
White boy.
Monkey music.
Play that monkey music, white boy.
Play the whole thing, please. Insubordination is running rampant.
You just wanted the one with the bass player on it, didn't you?
I just did. Yeah, it's Tuesday, and I mean, you don't want to be coy about it. It's the Tuesday of monkeys. It is Monkey Tuesday, and Patrick, for some reason, was getting uppity. Do you know what I'm
saying? He is.
Also, you noticed that my lack of power. You know, when the bullet hits the bone, the amount of power I have over Patrick is zero. I mean, I was yelling, I was begging, nothing. Patrick does whatever he wants. He's a free soul. It's kind of like our show's being run by a monkey. And that's the way it should be on this fine day. People like to send us ads. This is an extraordinary ad. I don't know. We don't see where it came from, do we, or what year or anything?
No, we don't. I'm sorry.
Extraordinary ad. Who else wants a live monkey? Free cage, free leash, and collar. You can be the happiest boy on your block with your own live baby squirrel monkey. Have loads of fun and enjoyment. Train your monkey to do tricks, come to you for food, petting, and playing. Okay. These delightful monkeys grow up to... almost. Grow up to almost. That's a great, great wording. Grow up to almost 12 inches tall and are golden in color. Slender, short-haired. Each monkey has a heart-shaped face, appealing eyes, and grows a tail almost 14 inches long. So I guess the 12 inches does not include the tail. Otherwise, the monkey would be a negative 2 inches. No problem. This is great. Oh, this is great. Man, these ads... No problem caring for or feeding your monkey. It eats lettuce, carrots, fruits, almost anything you eat. Affectionate and lovable. Almost a member of the family. That's in quotes. Quote, member of the family, end quote. Soon after you get your pet, dress it in cute costumes, put on shows. You and your monkey can become real pals. Live delivery guaranteed. Send. How much do you think, Godot?
$1,200.
Send $19.95.
You should be decimals in the right place.
I think so. In check or money order, pay delivery man small express charges for safe delivery to you. This is from the Captain Company, Department 510-521, P.O. Box 5987, Grand Central Station, New York, New York. I would say that's from, what, the 40s?
It got to be.
40s? From something like Boys Magazine or something. Someone sent this in. Whoever sent this in, give us a call, 866-570-PEN, 7366, or penradio@gmail.com. Pen Radio. It's not a mystery, is it? You know who sent it.
I know who sent it.
Yeah. But they didn't tell you anything else?
They didn't tell us anything else. They said, hey, look at this, guys.
Man.
These people often do.
Yeah. It's just a stunning thing. That they could send a monster.
$20.
$20. Of course, $20.
$20, send your soul.
But 20, I mean, a kid can get a hold of $20 now, but that would be probably what they'd call it, 200?
Yeah, maybe $100.
Maybe. There's those things on the web that will translate. We have to know the year first.
Right.
But still, you know, a kid could do a paper route for a year and have enough money to buy a monkey and send his parents to hell. Because that's what you consider to be.
It's a member of your family.
Yeah, it's a member of your family.
If you happen to live in the worst family ever.
Yeah, with sharp teeth biting you constantly.
Yes.
Just like a member of your family that's trying to kill you.
The worst Christmas family relative story you have every day.
And, yeah, I mean, people bought them. And that's a lot of what Monkey Tuesday is all about.
He's not even paying attention.
Good. Patrick was kind of in another little world there.
We're going to have to get a monkey to replace him. $20. Maybe we can get somebody in here.
Insubordination was extraordinary today. And Patrick's just grinning at us, too. He knows we can't get to him. He knows that the big silverback can't get through the glass to get to him. He's just doing anything he wants in there. Let's go with, I don't know which one to go with first. You want to go, we have a choice here. We can go with sex or violence. Which do you want?
We don't have one that contains both?
Probably both contain both. But they each one lead with mostly sex or mostly violence. What do you want?
Well, let's go with the violence. We'll see if we can get to the sex later.
We'll get to the sex later. We'll hold on to the sex. Because, you know, women call our show.
Anticipation is what sex is about.
Is that really?
A lot of it. I think a lot of it is.
Well, at least what's going to be today for us. Here we go. This is Scott. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. You got a monkey story for us?
Yeah. What is that collar on that monkey? A shock collar? I like that. I got an ad, too. Have small, obnoxious daughter. Almost a member of the family. Teach her tricks.
What's up, Scott?
Anyway, my monkey story, I hope the animal rights people don't go after me on that. But
yeah, well, we're 80s, not giving your last name. Not giving your last name.
Exactly, yeah. I'm a Navy vet, and I was overseas in the Philippines, and I know you've traveled, so you might recognize that area of the world,
sure.
Possibly.
Uh-huh.
I was in Longapo, and it was my second time around there, so I was a veteran at that point.
Sure.
I was an engineer on a ship, so, you know, we got off our shift and ran out to our bar, had ourselves a few, and then we were hungry.
Uh-huh.
So we went to a little restaurant down the strip. I mean, the roads were dirt and all that. I mean, it's a little while ago.
Yeah.
And, we go into this restaurant, we sit down, and we're looking at the menu, and on the menu it said monkey. Now, on the streets they sell these little sticks with meat on, call it monkey meat, but we know it's beef. Everybody knew that.
Sure.
But we're curious, you know, three slightly buzzed Navy guys.
Who would put in the personal ad, monkey curious?
Exactly. Yeah. Monkey curious.
Three Navy guys, monkey curious.
Yeah. So when we asked the woman, of course in very broken English, she signaled for us to get up and follow her. So we followed her to the back of the restaurant. She opened this door. And out there in a little courtyard was a tree. No leaves on it, just a bunch of branches and stuff, about 6 foot high. And on that tree was like six monkeys. Tied to it, you know, just climbed around. And she said, pick one.
What?
And we're like,
Is it in a cage or something?
No, they're tied. They're tethered to the tree. And they're just kind of climbing around
six
each other.
Six monkeys
on the tree.
Tied to a tree?
Yeah. That's on the branches, you know?
I think that's one of the 12 days of Christmas.
It's like
for
a little
me.
Leash,
six
yeah.
monkeys tied to a tree.
Five golden rings. Six animal monkeys. Four calling birds. Go ahead. So you're in the Philippines with three of your two of your Navy buddies,
yeah,
who are all monkey curious, and you've got leashes on a tree. What kind of monkeys?
Well, now we're shocked. I don't know what kind they were. They weren't real big.
Okay.
But they weren't the little tiny monkeys either. I don't know what kind they were.
Yeah. And you...
But she pointed and she said, pick one.
Yeah.
Now we're thinking, this is a scam. You know, this is a joke.
Yeah.
But the monkey part was more expensive than the regular stuff that you could always get. Loopy, okay, and stuff like that.
What's it cost? What's this monkey say on the menu? How much?
Jeez. I don't even remember. It was like probably four times more than the regular dish.
So $3.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
like $3, $4 or something.
So yeah, oh yeah, over there it was at 23 pesos to the dollar, and you could buy a beer for 2 pesos. So, I mean,
oh, okay.
Back then.
Monkey
anyway,
life is cheap in the Philippines, sir.
Oh yeah, I mean, you could take $20 out and go and have fun and drink and eat and meet a nice woman, have sort of breakfast in the morning, and come back in your pocket.
Okay. So you're out looking at the monkey tree.
Right, so we looked at each other and we looked at her like, this is a joke. You're just trying to get some money out of us, gullible Navy guys, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
So we said okay, and we walked over and we looked at each other and we're back and forth laughing and we picked one. And then she goes, okay, there you go inside. So we go inside and we sit down and they serve us some beers and stuff and we're kicking back and laughing and thinking about this is the joke.
Yeah,
this is crazy. So she brings out some food. She brings out, you know, our plates with, you know, rice and various different other things on it. And it had meat on there. You know, it looked like stew meat. You know, it looked like regular kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it tasted just fine. Everything was great. And we were thinking, well, yeah, this was a scam. You know, but hey, we get a good joke and it wasn't that expensive, so it was worth it.
Sure.
And then we were done with our meal. And then she said, another specialty. And that's when our jaws hit the floor. She walked out with a platter with the monkey's head on it.
Oh, this is like, you know, have you seen the movie Mondo Cane?
What is that?
Mondo Cane.
No, I haven't.
It's a movie. It's a movie from the 60s where they show things around the world like cargo cults and so on. The word, the song "More," you know, "More Than the Greatest Love the World," is from okay. that movie. It's from that movie,
huh.
And they have these servicemen in the Philippines served monkey brain in the skull.
Well, that was it. That was the deal.
So they bring out the monkey's head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, with the top cut off. You know.
And the brain's just hanging there.
Right.
Oh, man.
And we completely freaked.
Yeah.
We just, you know, then it was one of those, well, are you going to try it? You going to try it? And we just looked at her, and she started laughing because she's ever gotten a guy to eat it. But at that point, we realized this was the real deal.
You're eating monkey. So we
were eating monkey and didn't know it.
But did you eat any of the brains?
No. We weren't even going to try it. It was just, I'm sorry, that was just looking at the thing was hard enough.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it was, that just totally freaked us out.
Our military was getting soft even back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Oh, see, you dig in, Pat. Go ahead.
Did they eat any of the monkey brains?
Most likely, I think they do. And I think they wind up getting the extra money and they get their delicacy.
Now, were you at all, I know you didn't try it, but did even the idea of eating monkey bug you?
Well, no, because it tasted good. I've had all kinds of other animals. I had snake and stuff like that. I mean, that's no big deal. I mean, it tasted good. So, but it was just the ending course was just a little, we definitely carried that around with us for a while.
Now, was the monkey brain cooked or was it raw?
It was cooked, or it was like it was steamed or cooked or something. It was definitely, you could tell that it had been heated in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think Mondo Cane, I think it's also called Mondo Cane, of course.
Right.
But there's another name for it, like Wild World or something. But Mondo Cane, I think the monkey brains may even be raw in Mondo Cane. So it's good to hear someone actually had that happen to them. That is a terrific, terrific monkey story.
Well, thank you.
Just tremendous. And,
I listen to you guys every day, and you've got some really great subject matter, and you're one of the best interviewers that I hear because you get so much out of people.
Yeah, well, I get all the details on the monkey brains.
Yeah, exactly.
while we're raving on the interviewing technique, was there still like fur on the monkey's face?
Yeah.
You can still see the monkey's face.
Is this they heated it in like a bread, you know, like a bread oven type thing?
So
you could tell it had been warmed.
They took the monkey head and put it all together in an oven and then brought you, so there's eyes looking at you?
The eyes were out.
Oh, of course, yeah, those, already the cook got those. Those are the good part.
Yeah. But they took, what they did was they used something, they cut the top off the monkey's head.
Sure.
So it's like a bowl. So it's, you know, so you could see the brains, but you could tell that it had been heated, but it wasn't cooked like with fire. It was heated in some kind of a pan.
Steamed.
Keeps
a lot of the vegetable, a lot of the vitamins in it. You know, steam it.
Yeah, because a lot of times all your vitamins go right down the drain.
And they're right in the monkey brain. They're right in the peel of the monkey
also,
head, too.
I believe you're probably good you didn't try, because I believe eating monkey brains is rather dangerous.
I think there are probably some diseases, yeah.
Yeah, there's some.
Well, yeah, that's, well, that also came across our minds, too, you know.
Is the, was it cave?
I don't remember what the disease is.
Did you find out what Mondo Cane is called?
Yeah, Mondo Cane number one. A dog's life, also known as a dog's life.
A dog's life, that's it. Mondo Cane, dog's life. You should rent that. Go to your Netflix and rent that, because it'll bring back your pleasant Navy, at least your pleasant Navy memory about the monkey brains. It might not bring back some of the other pleasant Navy.
I got tons of stories about that place.
Yeah, I bet you do. And you called it again with them. Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you.
Good thing. You take it easy, guys.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you so much.
You know, I was in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. For working a show, because vaudeville is alive and well in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. For those of you that say it's dead, it's not. It just moved. It's living in Taiwan, and there you do 10 shows a day there. But at the outdoor markets in the evening, people would be out like a flea market, and they'd have all the stuff out on bed sheets on the ground. People would be sitting on the ground selling stuff. And we passed people who had sheets out with nothing but 25 monkey heads on the sheet, several different types of monkeys, just the head of the monkey on the sheet.
I mean, what do you mean? Preserved in some way?
No, no. Lopped off, put on a sheet.
To be sold for what?
To be sold for some medicinal properties. One of the things in Taiwan was that anything soaked in alcohol became medicine. So, you know, you could walk by a store and they would have a deer fetus in a jar of alcohol, and you could go in and they would decanter off some of this for you if you had, you know, whatever deer fetus cures. And so one of the things that they had was monkey heads.
It was more medicinal than nutritional.
I think it was more medicinal, yes. It was medicinal.
I wanted to do a show. I think I talked about this on the air before, and then someone called up and said they pretty much did that, right? I wanted to do a show for PBS called
Would You Eat That?
Asians, People and the Disgusting Food They Eat. But they said they were doing something like that. Would You Eat That is a good show. But doesn't the Fear Factor kind of do
Fear
that?
Fear Factor's kind of done.
Fear Factor's kind of done that. So Would You Eat That is not that great an idea for a show. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but it's not a great idea. Now, Teller sent us this story. Did you look at this at all?
I did a little bit.
I didn't read the whole thing. But he wanted to point out that...
It's about 40 pages.
Yeah, it's really long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But this is an anniversary, not actually today, but a few...
A couple weeks ago.
There was 16. It was the anniversary of when Caruso...
Enrico Caruso
was 1873 to 1921.
The world's greatest singer.
That scene in Fritz Giraldo, where they play the Caruso to calm the natives. He was arrested for annoying a woman. It was probably the first celebrity trial of the 20th century. Arrested for annoying a woman in the monkey house in the Central Park Zoo. He was annoying a woman in the monkey house at the Central Park Zoo. According to the next day's
newspaper... More than the monkeys, somehow.
Yeah. According to the newspaper, Caruso insisted on total innocent and pleaded that the police must be making a mistake. According to some accounts, he also wept loudly in his jail cell. And Caruso...
Weeping loudly.
He could weep loud. Weep loud in his jail cell until his friend and employer, Enrique Conrad Reed, director of the New York Metropolitan Opera, bailed him out. The woman who Caruso allegedly molested identified herself as Mrs. Hannah Graham of the Bronx, but reports noted she had been reluctant to become involved in the police matter for fear of jeopardizing her reputation as a respectable woman, and that she submitted her name and address only under pressure from the arresting officer. But it's really hard...
When they went to the address, she was not there.
Yeah. The combination of Caruso's fame with the salacious but pedestrian nature of the incident, widespread attention.
The good part is that, of course, they never found Mrs. Heather Graham again. She never came forward. But they still went to court. The policeman claimed that Caruso had molested not only her, but also five other women in separate incidents. And the police officer claims, and this is the great part, he watched those five. And then when the sixth woman complained, then he claimed to have arrested Caruso.
And this all took place in the monkey house in front of a cage of a monkey named Nocco.
Yeah.
Nocco the monkey. So if you're ever on really advanced Jeopardy, okay, and they ask you what the name of the monkey was in the cage in front of, well, I guess you'd be asked as a question, right? It would say, like, Nocco would be all it would say. Nocco.
Right.
And you would say, oh, I got that beep, and you'd beep and you'd say, what is the name of the monkey that Caruso molested the woman in front of the cage of? I would be like
Nocco.
Nocco. Yeah.
But in the final paragraph, and this you probably didn't get to because it is 15 pages in, in the final reckoning, Nocco might well be seen as the one certain victim in the monkey house incident. The affair sparked a surge of interest in the monkey house. Of course, why not?
Sure, you bet. That's where you go
for hot stimulated
action.
Nocco to perform more and more for the crowds gathered outside of his cage. Within a short time, Nocco fell ill and was removed from the Central Park Animal Hospital, where he apparently passed on due to overexcitedness.
Caruso got close to two young girls, approximately 12 and 15 years old.
The police officer's watching this.
And rubbed his hand on the buttocks of the older girl. The next incident, Kane said, came when Caruso rubbed the front of his body against the hips of a, and this is in quotes, a colored lady, whom he cornered, followed by the penultimate incident, another pass at two young girls who had left the monkey house and then returned.
And then came back, because Caruso was harassing them.
Finally, Kane said, Caruso approached the woman known as Hannah Graham, pressed his legs and body against her, and touched her with his hands through slits in his pockets.
That's the officer's claim.
Yeah, Caruso had, in the officer's claim, Caruso had tools. He had the pockets cut out of his pants for more easy access, which I think is, if nothing else, you learn tips from this show on how to molest women in the Monkey House. A lot of people go, you know, I was wondering how to molest women in the Monkey House, and now I know.
Monkey House rather stimulating, so.
Yeah. This remarkable account strained in a cross-examination, okay? Why did you go from one woman to another with arresting him? It seems extraordinary that Kane watched Caruso. So this kind of fell apart, including why would a respectable woman be in a monkey house at all? I think that's the question that we really want answered. But, of course, we're going to be back after this. We have some our lines are all lit up. We have plenty of monkey stories. We'll be back on this Monkey Tuesday.
Patrick is going to be so
fired. Why is Patrick not playing the song?
He's just grumpy.
You can tell by the glorious music. We are here on a Monkey Tuesday. And 866-570-PEN, that's 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. And we're doing a show about monkeys, as we often do. We're done talking about Caruso, who was the anniversary. What anniversary was it? Do you know? How many years?
1906.
So it's 100 years. 100 years ago. Years. A little over 100 years and a couple weeks ago that Enrico Caruso was caught, perhaps.
Maliciously accused.
Allegedly of sexual improprieties in the monkey house in front of Nocco's cage, right, Nocco?
Yep.
And Nocco finally gets so excited by all the attention that he passed away from overexcitement.
Apparently they were pressing him pretty hard to talk. They might have been torturing him. Come on, did he do it? Tell us, Nocco.
They were waterboarding Nocco. Waterboarding Nocco. My friend Tim, you know, just explained to me a lot about waterboarding. You know,
yeah.
Everybody's arguing about waterboarding now, but people don't know what it is.
I'm not really clear on it.
Oh, it's really bad. I mean, really bad. Let me just tell you this. I won't even go into detail because I don't think it's appropriate. But you, if they're asking, do you want to be waterboarded, say no.
Okay.
Say no. Don't want to be. And if everyone, like if someone captures you.
Suppose it's somebody I find pretty sexy.
No.
Still say no?
Still say no.
All right.
Still say no. It's
my mom.
A lot of physics involved. A lot of physics involved.
Okay.
And what they do is they really are really killing you and then bring you back to life over and over again. So it's you get to die many, many times. It's dying a thousand deaths. Horrible, horrible. And I don't think they should have ever done that to Nocco, and they didn't, which is good. But, you know, I think what we should do is if we ever have, like, a really good prize, like I'm going to give one of my cars away or something, you know, and we have a great prize you ought to give to somebody, we have to remember, like, a year from now to have the first caller that can tell us the monkey's name that we talked about with a famous opera singer. We won't say Caruso. Make it really hard for them to search on the web. And somebody will remember Nocco. They'll call up and we'll give them a prize.
It'll be me.
That would be, what was that?
It'll be me. I'll be on my cell phone. Your car? Nocco!
Will we remember Nocco?
We won't. No, we'll call and go, it's Nocco. We'll go, no, I don't think it was Nocco.
Yeah. I wonder if, maybe someone will put it on Wikipedia. Vlad will put it on Wikipedia, right?
Yeah.
Nocco will be there. But Nocco is a monkey who should be remembered, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Rocco should be.
Gave his life for showbiz.
Gave his life for show business, like all of us. Like all of us are. The next call, this is really a sexy call. You know what makes it sexy?
No.
Because Jack didn't even write out her name. He just wrote, you know, there's a woman, and he just has A there.
I know who it is.
The story of O.
I'm going to tell you, I have a photo of A right here.
You do not. Show it to me.
I have a photo of A.
Before I talk to her, show me the photo.
Hold on, I got
to
scroll down.
I'm not going to hit the button until I see the photo of A.
It's a little tough.
Let me see.
I've got to unplug all the computers.
Turn the computer around.
There she is.
Oh!
Everybody's rushing in. No, she's not naked.
They're all rushing in. Oh! Okay, we know who we're talking to. But she's just going by A, is that right?
Number one, really cute.
Yep.
She's called in before, I think.
Has she really?
I think so.
Hello, A, this is Penn. We're looking at your picture.
Hi. Yeah, I have actually called in before, and that's really my whole name.
Oh, A is your name?
Your parents named you A?
How cool is that?
It was either A or the, and they couldn't decide which.
Yeah. They were trying for girl, but that didn't work.
Yeah,
so.
Right. They had a few kids, so they couldn't go with the.
Yeah.
So your name is A. That's your full name?
That's my full name now. That's not what my parents named me. But, you know, I figure you have a partner who you know, has no first name. So how much of a stretch could this be?
Yeah, that's really good. I guess I can't. I'm not going to ask you your last name because it would be inappropriate. But is your last name something that's a noun so that the A in front of it is funny?
No, I wish.
Okay, just thought. It would be really
monkey.
Funny if your last name was Lake or something. So
yeah,
you're like A. Lake.
Sure would.
That's good. How long have you had the name just A?
I don't know, for a while. I guess, it took me a real long time to get out of it sort of professionally. I mean, clinical research and you know, people like details.
Oh, I see. So it's very hard. You do clinical research?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Well, this picture they showed us, had a monkey on your head.
It's true. Monkey kind of on my back.
Yeah, kind of. Well, the clinical researchers are often getting involved in drugs. You don't mean that. You mean an actual simian.
Yeah.
It looked to me like he was on your head. It fell on his shoulder.
He is. He's holding on for dear life on my very, very thin hair, which is a real shame because he took a lot of that with him when he left.
Well, tell us the whole monkey story, eh?
So my husband and I, we went to Gibraltar, I grew up in New York City, and the great adventure monkey stories that people always tell I totally love. But
sure.
Gibraltar is the place for real lousy nut job thieving monkeys, I'll tell you what.
Wow, good. Gibraltar. That might be one of the, if we, you know, if we run many
vacation
years here, that'll
list.
Be a field trip. We'll go to Gibraltar. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So we go, and my husband the whole time is saying, you know, he's being very clinical about it. You know, they're wild animals. You shouldn't antagonize them. Be very careful. And I am being all girl.
I just want to tell you one thing, A. That kind of advice, we do not want to hear on Monkey Tuesday.
Well, I ignored it.
You want to ignore it, but first of all, even saying that is very, very dangerous. Please, people, she was just quoting her husband saying something crazy. Monkeys you want to interact with, go into the cages, run up to there in the wild, react, interact with the monkeys as much as you can, so you can then call us at the Penn Jillette Show, okay? That idea of them being wild animals and dangerous
they're sweet.
And smelly is completely wrong. Everybody listening, go buy a monkey and then call us and tell us all about it. Okay, so your husband said some crazy drug-addled stuff, nut stuff, about monkeys being wild animals and dangerous. And you, of course,
were an all-girl.
All-girl.
All girl. I saw them anthropomorphically. They were sweet. They're so cute. They can't harm us. Aren't they great?
Their eyes are the right distance apart.
They're sweet little babies hopping around. They just need your help.
Damn.
They need loving.
Mm-hmm. They're just like us. And I was totally crazy about the monkey love. I wanted monkey love so much. And they saw me coming at probably 100 paces. They were all over me.
Oh,
they were on my head, as you see. They were climbing up my legs. They were pulling out my hair.
Well, I would think that the qualities that appear so attractive to us in the picture translate to monkeys, wouldn't you think? I mean, symmetrical face and,
sure.
You know, all that stuff that, you know, shows us health and makes you seem attractive to us. I'm sure, and I mean this in as the highest compliment possible, I'm sure monkeys find you very attractive.
Well, they certainly found my big, big old mouth attractive. They couldn't get their hands in my mouth fast enough. I don't know why.
Oh, man.
What?
They were crazy and that's not the only monkey who jumped up on, I mean, people, they do this to lots of people, but they're
You had monkey paws in your mouth?
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. So it started out cute.
You don't play any music, do you?
No.
Because if you ever form a band, I think one of the albums would be called Monkey Paws in My Mouth.
Keep that in mind.
I was just saying, how did that must have felt awful, didn't it, hairy little hands?
Yeah, it kind of changed things because the hands, other than being hairy, they look just like ours, you know? And so at first you're like, oh, this is so great, and then it's like creepy kid hands in your mouth, you know?
Did you have something in your mouth they wanted, like perhaps, is your tongue pierced or?
Nope.
Do you chewing gum?
No, but that's apparently what I think they were after.
A gum.
Yeah, they're after anything you have. So like
maybe a jawbreaker you'd have in there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, an Altoid. Something. I'm just going down the list of things that could be in your mouth and trying to keep it appropriate for radio. So
but
Altoid, I'm done after Altoid.
Well, good news is I had nothing but monkey hands in my mouth.
Nothing but, that's your third album.
Yeah,
nothing
exactly.
But monkey hands in my mouth. Go ahead.
So after like 5 minutes, you're sort of done with the monkey hands, and I had a pocket full of almonds, which were
now,
actually
first. Did you try to stop them from having their hands in your mouth?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. I swear, they're like Oliver Twist. They are mischievous, and they are sneaky, and they band together, and yeah, they're all about whatever they want.
So now your husband, who gave that crazy, crazy advice about staying away from the monkeys, what's he doing while your mouth is being violated with monkey hands?
Well, he took those pictures, so he's standing off to the side.
Okay, all the stuff I said about your husband being crazy and wrong, I take back. I absolutely love your husband. So he's taking the pictures, okay, and you've got monkey hands. And when you say monkey hands, how many monkeys and how many hands are in your mouth, and how big is your goddamn mouth?
Well, yeah, you can see my big mouth on that picture.
Okay,
it's
got a big mouth in the picture.
Yeah. And
she's screaming, though. That could cover part of it.
Let me see the picture again.
All right.
It'll be easier to talk to her if I actually have the picture. I want to get all the details. He's sending me the whole computer. Oh, yeah, your mouth is big.
Yeah.
And this monkey is, that's a big monkey.
Yeah, well, he's actually a small monkey for Gibraltar. But only one at a time. They kind of have a system. So there's kind of maybe one on your head and one on your leg, maybe. And they work in a pack. They're busters, sort of, and they kind of work in a team.
I don't want you to think too much about this, but I do think it's necessary to bring up. The monkey hands are probably not the cleanest hands you've ever had in your mouth.
Trust me, I have thought about that far too much.
How long ago was this?
This was 1999.
And still asymptomatic?
So far, so good.
Speaking of clinical experiments,
but you know, a lot of our other monkey stories have talked about monkeys, you know, throwing things with their hands that you might not particularly want in your mouth. But don't think about that now because you may gag. Go on. They finish with phase one of the let's call it the taking of A.
Phase one
of the taking of A, and they're going to now move on to further phases. I think because I know a little bit about radio. I mean, I've been doing it that long, a little bit by radio. I know we got a hot live one on the line. And I also know that people are going to listen to all the commercials to come back and hear about your monkey lust. The fact that you have changed your mind now, and all of a sudden this is going from a penthouse letter to National Geographic. 866-570-PEN. We'll be back with more A after this. Monkey Tuesday. This is Penn Jillette on a big Monkey Tuesday. We've hit pay dirt here. We have A on the phone. She's called in, and she's talking about her adventures in Gibraltar. Now, Godot, can we get the – I guess you probably don't want this, but can we get the picture of her put up on the website if we, like, block out your eyes or something?
Oh, I don't care. You can put that picture up.
Yeah, there's no shame. There's no shame in having a monkey on your head.
I'm cute, and I think you guys are cute, so that all works.
It all works perfectly. It's a perfectly symbiotic relationship. And you know something? I'm thinking about putting my hands in your mouth now.
Well, I'm headed to Vegas in a few weeks. You're welcome to do that.
Okay, good. Come up after the show. Maybe I'll put my hands in your mouth.
All right, good.
We probably posed for that same photo.
See what...
I'm going to have some of the same concerns that I had with the monkey hands.
Yes, you should.
Of course you would, especially right after the show. But,
especially right after the show.
Let's go on. My legs are tangled in a microphone cord here. Okay, I'm an escape artist. It's like the Houdini. Like Houdini, I got the microphone cable out from around my legs. So you're at Gibraltar. Your husband has said crazy stuff, but then he's gotten smart, and he's taking pictures of you. Monkeys are jumping on you, monkey hands in your mouth, and now we're going into phase...
But for one moment, don't you suppose that perhaps her husband knows that she's just a contrarian and has decided that if he says don't touch the monkey, she's going to fall for it?
I've turned 100% on the husband.
Well, I understand how you've turned about the husband, but maybe...
Oh, no, absolutely.
Maybe we started on the wrong side.
I think he's a Svengali. And I think he's controlling. I think he may be king of the monkeys, you know. And he's controlling this, and he's bringing his monkey bride. He's bringing his bride to offer to for hot monkey love. So go on, please, Abe. We're enjoying this. We're enjoying this maybe more than your husband would like. Go on.
No, see, I think he brought me all the way up there because he knows that you know, I kind of think a little bit of violence is a little bit sexy, and
sure.
And he figured less work for him. Let the monkeys do it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know that when people say they think a little bit of violence is a little bit sexy, they really mean a lot of violence is a lot sexy.
Exactly.
We won't go into that. No reason for me to make you tell the truth on the radio, is there? What's that? Was that?
It was just a different phone.
Okay. So you are such a slut. You've got two calls going to two different radio shows right now, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm charging the other line. You get it for free.
Oh, okay. Okay. The monkeys have pulled their hands out of your willing mouth.
Yeah. So
you should see the picture of A on the website. That's penradio.com.
So I'm kind of done with the monkeys. So I have almonds in my pocket, which are actually for us to eat, not for the monkeys to eat. But I take out a few and I throw them on the ground.
Just a few. Because you want to keep some for yourself to eat.
Right.
So you figure three, four almonds on the floor, on the ground, you've paid off the monkeys and they split, right?
Right.
That's
exactly.
Your thinking. Your husband,
you
however,
save
at this
them
point.
For yourself, because I believe almonds are an astringent.
Yeah.
And your husband, of course, is very happy with this decision of yours.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what happens next?
They get down off of me, and, you know, there are people on the rock who sell peanuts for tourists to feed to the monkeys.
Yeah.
And so the peanuts they're used to. So I guess they get down, they think they're peanuts, they taste them, and, well, as it turns out, I guess they don't get a lot of almonds, and almonds are kind of like monkey smack. They are insane about, they're crackheads about the almonds.
Oh.
They're obsessive about the almonds.
Yeah.
And we get this whole little pack of monkeys, and they're after the almonds, and I keep dropping them, and it's like, you know, pigeons in the park, sort of.
Yeah.
And it's great
Except
fun.
They don't fly, and they're not birds, and they're monkeys.
And they're much bigger.
But other
and
than that, it's just like pigeons in the park.
Right. Well, they do kind of smell, as do pigeons in the park. So.
Yeah, but monkeys smell worse, don't they?
Much worse.
Yeah, much worse.
Yeah. So, and it's really funny to watch them fall all over each other, and really great until I run out of almonds.
Oh, yeah. So the idea of saving some for yourself has gone away long before that.
Right. Oh, well, of course, because they're so cute and they're just like us and they're siblings.
You have forgotten the taste of monkey paw in your mouth and you've moved back to this, oh boy, these are fun and cute.
Yeah, I'm probably ignoring the taste of monkey paw in the mouth.
Okay.
And they're so cute, they're so much like us, and you know, the husband's kind of back out of the fray, and
sure.
And then I run out of almonds and it's, things kind of take a turn, and they get a little crackhead about it, and there's no more almonds, they have no more use for me, and that's that. And so we start down the hill, and we're trying to get away from them, and the monkeys are just following. And first it's two of them, and then it's four of them, and then it's two more.
So you're the Pied Monkey Piper.
Pied Monkey Piper?
Pied Monkey Piper.
Pied Piper of monkeys doesn't
seem... Yeah, that's what I meant. But Pied Monkey Piper seems better.
Shorthand.
Yeah.
Pied Monkey Piper, yeah.
They're kind of following... Yeah, it's like that Pat Benatar video, Love is a Battlefield. They're like indignant and aggressive, and they're chasing...
Well, I don't know this Pat Benatar video.
Oh, it was back in the 80s, and she... I'm not really sure. She was a dance hall girl or a stripper or both or something, and she got indignant, and then there were packs of dancing girls behind her, and it was an 80s video.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you could YouTube it, I'm sure.
I'm sure. And you know the chances of me YouTubing Pat Benatar after you mentioned
next
it?
Next to nothing.
Almost zero.
Yeah. So regardless, so they're following us down the hill, and my husband keeps saying, don't turn around, just keep walking, ignore them. He's being rational and saying, you know, if you ignore them, they'll ignore you eventually.
Yeah, that works with crackheads too, by the way.
Right, and worked exactly as well. Because automatically, like, almost on cue, the biggest monkey in the pack.
How big is the biggest monkey?
He comes up, I'm about 5'5", maybe, and he comes up kind of to his head is kind of hip level with me.
Okay. That's a pretty big monkey.
That's a pretty big monkey, yeah. And that's why I said that the monkey in that picture is pretty small comparatively.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, so the biggest monkey of the six of them puts his hand in my back pocket.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're walking, so they're following behind us and puts his hand in my back pocket.
Now,
and
he's looking for snacks, presumably, or he's grabbing your ass?
Well, he's goosing me, but I think he's looking for almonds, what he's doing.
You're not looking, so you can't tell.
Yeah. So I stop, and I turn around, and all of a sudden things get a little bit weird. He grabs one of my wrists. Yeah. And he's holding on tight, and he's kind of a strong monkey. And as he's
Have you said that phrase, you're kind of a strong monkey, to your husband?
Well, that I'll never tell.
Okay, good. So I thought that was might be one of your passionate cue phrases, but go ahead.
So he's pulling one at a time. He turns out both of the pockets on my jeans, checking for, I guess, for almonds. And then he reaches around and he checks the other pocket, back pocket that he hadn't checked before. And no almonds. I'm really sort of done.
So you're really being patted down by this is a TSA monkey kind of.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, I think he probably these days he has a job. and probably
now.
Does it just as well.
well, and a little less surly.
Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir on that one. Go on.
So he figures out I have no more almonds, and he drops my wrist, looks up at my face, and snorts at me.
Oh, you know what that means in monkey talk. We're going to find out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant in monkey talk, but, of course, I immediately revert to, you know, girl, and I think that's really funny and cute.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's done frisking me, and I think everything's fine, and out of nowhere, bam, both hands, he reaches up and cuffs the feel.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
He just grabs you.
He just grabs me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and snorts again.
He snorts.
Yep,
now, where is your goddamn husband with the camera? Where's that picture?
You know, I think at the time he was a little bit worried about the aggressiveness, so he's actually looking for something to beat the monkey with. Just in case it got out of hand, he was looking for something.
Now, when you say you're being felt up, your husband is watching, and he's looking for something to beat the monkey with, you mean probably in the violent sense, right?
I did.
Okay.
I mean, in the violence. It's all okay for radio.
Because either one would have been okay with me. I understand either of those reactions.
But I actually mean he's looking for a stick to get the monkey to let go of me.
Okay, you've got 1 minute to walk it home now.
So the monkey feels me up and snorts again, and just at that, my husband kind of turns around just in time to see that, and, you know, all day I'm saying to him, oh, they're just like us, they're just like us, and he says, did that big guy just feel you up? Did
you
make second
face? So all of a sudden, Mr. Not Anthropomorphic has gone anthropomorphic to the max.
Yeah. Asked if he made second base. I say, yeah. And he says, you know, you're right. They are just like us.
And then, just to make this right, did your husband then snort at you, grab you, and you made hot monkey love right there?
Not right there, when we got back to the hotel.
Yeah, so it did work for you. So
yeah.
It was worth a bag of almonds for the fun you guys had.
Indeed it was.
Thanks so much. Thanks for sharing it with us. Thank you, A. This is Monkey Tuesday.